All right, this segment is called Fun with Low Energy Guests, and it's brought to us by TexasLending.com and Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. So as we were planning the show today, Donnie texted yesterday and said that Dan and Jake just played some Jamie Benn audio, the Stars captain who is notoriously low energy. And that reminded me of a guest we had yesterday morning, and we're all big fans of Dave Aranda, the new Baylor football coach. But he was pretty low energy. I'm always interested in these guys, these coaches, football coaches, who are so low energy or robotic like Garrett, and what they must be like, how they have to flip a switch to get in front of their team. I guess they can do it. So here's an example of our visit with Dave Aranda, the Baylor coach from yesterday. Good morning, coach. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Man, what a January. What a January you had. You win a national championship with LSU as the defensive coordinator, and a couple of days later, you take the Baylor head coaching job. What was that week or so like for you?
It was moving pretty fast. You know, I'm blessed to be a part of it. I'm excited to be at Baylor and be working with the people that I'm working with and the team that I have here. But when all of that was moving, I think there wasn't a lot of time to process. There's just a lot of time to get up and go. So I appreciate that. You know, you've worked, I think as a coach, you always kind of work for opportunities. And when they come, you know, they come at their own tempo and their own speed, not at the speed maybe where you can kind of reflect and kind of really think things through. It's, hey, this is happening fast. You interested? Let's go. And so I was good with that. You know, it was a fun time.
It was a fun time.
That's pretty low energy.
Ducey even brought this up during the interview with him. He said, you know, you have a reputation for being very, very reserved, but now he's the head coach. And you know that they do flip it into a different gear when they're in front of the team or on the sideline. And I think everybody's really happy in Waco to have Dave Aranda. But that's low energy compared to other football coaches. But that's high energy compared to Jamie Benn.
Just listening to you guys all the time, and I know you have a caller during the e-break nominations, that's low energy Jamie Benn. And that's what made me think of this, because when Dan and Jake played this yesterday, it sounded exactly like the person that calls in. But this is incredible. After a hockey game, and I always picture myself as trying to, even after a Cowboy postgame show, I'm in the car, I'm on the way home, and you're trying to decompress a little bit. And I don't have the radio on, I'm riding in silence, but I feel that after giving everything you have, there is a moment where you have to just kind of bring it down and try to calm yourself down. I can't imagine playing an entire hockey game where you have to be on 100, and then you're trying to, you know, you're having to speak to someone afterwards or whatnot. Low energy Jamie Benn is a thing. This is awesome because it is an all new level of low energy, if that's even a thing. So just listen to them. Owen and Bruce are pretty excited to have the captain. He just scored a hat trick, 3 goals, and then this is what you hear.
Hi, Jamie, do you hear us?
I can hear you.
So, first and foremost, congratulations on the win tonight. A big victory over a good Carolina team. And, by the way, not a bad personal night yourself, especially to do it on a military appreciation camo hat giveaway night.
Yeah. you got to give a lot of respect to the people that serve this country and, you know, give up a lot for people like myself and to do what we love to do. So got to give them a tip of our hats to them.
Wow. 3 goals tonight, Jamie, but 3 very different goals. The first goal, Stephen Johns made a great pass cross ice to you for the goal. How would you describe that play? How did you see it develop?
I think a couple of their players maybe ran into each other, and then somehow we had a 4-on-2, and kind of just had 4 guys spread out, and Stevie made a great pass, and I just had to tap it in.
Jamie, we know that you're not a huge fan of talking up your own personal exploits, but I'll just tell you that Bruce and I already did that. I thought your play on that back check on the 4-on-2 early in the second period to break up what would have been at least a quality scoring chance was fabulous and really a tipping point. And then you guys go down and later in the period get a couple of goals. So I'm just going to tell you, nice job. And what do you think about some of these young guys like Gurianov and Hintz with the speed and youthful energy and what they bring to this team?
I mean, those guys are amazing players. Speed, skill, they can shoot the puck. You know, overall, you know, great players for this hockey team, and you know, we're going to be for a long time.
How much was there said or thought about what happened against Carolina last year? Two games, no goals, that tonight was going to be different?
You know, I don't even know if our group even knew that or even cared. And we knew they're a good hockey team, and you know, we wanted to get this one before heading out on the road again.
God, he is
unbelievable.
Incredible.
And this was like a 5-minute interview, and that tone lasted the entire time.
Easily, you know, I used to think Jason Kidd was the most low energy interview in the history of the Metroplex athletes. It's easily Jamie Benn.
Easily. Absolutely. Wow.
And the excitement in Bruce's and Owen's voice to speak to the captain. And they can't. He even chuckled at the very beginning when he said, yeah. And they went, like, he's doing a bit, right? Nope. That is it.
Yeah, the hosts are at 10. He's at 1. Man, that's awesome. All right, low energy, Jamie Benn, 6:45 here on The Ticket. Coming up next, joining us from Rangers spring training, Surprise, Arizona, it's the skipper, Chris Woodward.